Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Insight Secure 2015 third quarter revenue conference call. I now hand over to Mr. Richard Vachier de Tournière, Group General Manager and Chief Financial Officer. Sir, please go ahead.
Thank you. Good morning, everyone, and thank you for joining Insight Secure second quarter 2015 revenue conference call. I am sitting together with Amedeo D'Angelo, Chief Executive Officer of Insight Secure. I will first comment on the revenue for the third quarter and the first nine months of the year. Amedeo will share with us his perspective, and after that, we'll be happy to take your questions. As a reminder, and as usual, the presentation we are going to use for this call today is available for download on our investor relations section of the corporate website. During the course of this conference call, we may make forward-looking statements about Insight Secure business outlook. They reflect our expectations and belief as of today, and therefore are subject to risk and uncertainties. They are described in the disclaimer statement that you can find on the presentation deck we are using today, and also on the risk factor section of our annual registration document. Starting now with the highlight for the quarter, and starting with the key highlights. Company reported revenue of $19.4 million in the third quarter. That is an increase of 4% compared to the second quarter. Revenue in the first nine months of the year were $54.3 million. During the quarter, we benefited from the first significant customer contract, and especially revenue for software protection products, which you may remember are central to our strategy as a security company. Also on September 29th, we announced changes in our executive leadership team, in particular with the appointment of Amedeo as President and Chief Executive Officer of Insight Secure. Amedeo started working with us on October 5th, so not long ago. Moving now to Q3 and to provide you with more color about this quarter. Starting with the mobile security division. Revenue for the quarter rose substantially compared to the second quarter. The software protection and HC mobile payment product line continued to benefit from a strong business momentum. In particular, in July, we executed a multimillion-dollar software protection licensing agreement with one of the three largest banks in the U.S. Our software is used to enhance the security of mobile applications provided by the bank to its employees, but more importantly, to its customers in the U.S. Revenue from that contract was recognized in full in the third quarter of 2015. It was a perpetual license. This contract comes on top of the licensing agreements we already signed with one of the U.S. most prominent retailers, also in Q3, and in the second quarter of this year with a dominant healthcare insurance provider. Those wins illustrate the potential of Insight Secure offering in the field of securing mobile applications for the field of retail industries and financial industries in particular. Also in July, Visa granted its Visa Ready status to Insight Secure Metrics HCE products. This status will make it easier for banks and card issuers to gain Visa HCE payment certification. Thereby, it will reduce the effort needed to develop proprietary mobile payment solutions and applications, and therefore shortening the time to market for the banks. The hardware intellectual property licensing business saw robust sales in the quarter, which should allow revenue to continue to grow in the fourth quarter of this year. The content protection product line with its digital rights management downloadable software is also continuing to perform well. To be noted that in the third quarter, Insight Secure did not recognize any revenue from the brevet marketing of Insight Secure NFC, near-field communication patents, compared to the third quarter of 2014, when the company had recorded revenue from the licensing agreement signed with phone manufacturer LG. As we had previously said, management believes that this program should continue to generate significant revenue for Insight Secure going forward. Moving now to the secure transaction division. Revenue in this segment was lower in the third quarter of 2015 than in the second quarter, but also compared with the third quarter of last year. So decrease not only sequentially, but also year to year. However, sales of secure modules, primarily used for the Internet of Things and network security, were solid in the third quarter, in line with previous quarters, and increased 22% year-on-year overall in the first 9 months of 2015, compared with the same period of last year. Sales of chips used for conditional access systems for pay TV fell during the third quarter compared with the second quarter, mainly because of inventory management by Inside Secure main customers in this market. On EMV front, sales of chips for the EMV market in the US and in other countries adopting the EMV standards doubled in the third quarter compared with the previous two quarters. However, they remain well below our expectation in the American market, and more generally, they are not offsetting the anticipated decline in sales in the mature European market, in which Inside Secure has not made any new significant technology investment over the last 2 years. Moving now to the 9 months revenue. So the revenue for the first 9 months of this year were $54.3 million. The revenue is down significantly compared to the first 9 months of 2014, during which Inside Secure had benefited from a one-off NFC connectivity technology and patent license agreement with Intel for $19 million, and also, as I have said earlier, from the NFC patent license with LG, those two being accounted for in the mobile security division segment. On the other side, revenue from software protection products, which you remember are key to our strategy as a security company, keeps on ramping up. With respect to the semiconductor divisions, unfortunately, most recent products and market that we addressed could not offset the anticipated decline in sales in mature products and market in which our group has not made significant investments, and in particular chips for EMV in Europe and for ID identification. Moving now to the outlook for the rest of the year, as we announced in the first half of this year, we confirmed the progressive ramp-up of our business relating to embedded security offering for mobile platform and connected devices, in particular in the form of software and hardware intellectual property. However, during this transformation period, visibility regarding quarter-to-quarter performance and repeatability, sustainability, remain at this stage limited. Okay, that concludes my presentation. I will now turn to Amedeo, who will share his perspective, and then the two of us will be happy to take your question. Amedeo?
Good morning to all of you. As you understood, I came in on board just this month. You know that I've been in the smart card industry for many years. I started in the smart card industry in 91 as president of Gen Plus Card International. So let's say that I know the space quite well in the sense of payment and the telecommunication. I joined Inside because I perceive that Inside will have a strategic positioning in the world of mobile payment and in the world of what is called, with a bit of a hype, the Internet of Things. The company is in a difficult situation now because of the transformation of its business, and in some areas the business is not competitive because of let's say some choices that have been done, especially in the U.S. market, as you heard from Richard. You know, our position in the U.S. For the EMV migration got a big setback when they choose a different platform for the OS. They choose Java, and we were in native. Therefore, the company has to refocus its own business on profitability and a new segment that will give us a sustainable growth. I strongly believe that the new repositioning that we will have in the next months to come for Inside will give Inside a good future. Because I think Inside will be positioned again at the place where it belongs. Inside is the company that I know in the industry, I know many companies in the industry, in the space of security, and I think the competence of Inside are on security are the best competence that you can find on the market today. The need for security into Internet of Things or mobile payment is increasing every day, and only the companies who really understand how to position themselves in certain growing markets and be a partner to its, let's say, prospects and to utilize the forces that are on the market to channel its own IP through these channels will be the companies who will be successful, and I'm sure that Inside will be among these companies. So, you know, this is my first analysis of the company this month, and, you know, of course I will be clearer and giving you more details when we will announce the results of 2015 when we talk in January next year. I would like to answer to your questions from now.
Thank you, Emilio.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you wish to ask a question, please press 01 on your telephone keypad. We have a first question from Stéphane Houri, Natixis.
Yes, hello, can you hear me?
Very well.
Okay, thank you. So I have a few questions, as you may imagine. Some on the short terms and some maybe a little bit more structural and strategic. So let's start by order with the short term, if you will. The first one would be on the short term. What is your visibility on the next quarter? Because I understand in your comment that you don't want to commit too much on the evolution of the future quarterly sales. But at least on Q4, do you see an improvement or not?
Okay. So I will take the question. No, we have some visibility indeed on Q4, but we should expect to Q4 to be not dramatically different from Q3.
Okay, and there has been a change in your mix in the recent quarters and especially this quarter. So I understand that low margin products are going down, higher margin products are going up. So even if we have to cut our full year sales estimate, should we keep the same kind of profit for the full year? Could you guide us on the expected level of cash for the end of this year?
Okay, so there are two questions, one on gross margin, I understand, and one on cash. My God, maybe you can go on mute. I mean, so Stéphane, on gross margins, yes, indeed, in the second half of the year, we could expect better gross margin at company level compared to the first half of the year, given the product mix. So that's one thing. With respect to cash position, it's true that we have used a significant amount of cash in the first half of the year, partly due to the negative EBITDA and partly due to an increase in working capital. So what we expect for the second part of the year is that the use of cash would be much more limited due to gross margin impact, due to some operating expense saving, and also due to an anticipated reduction in the working capital requirement. Does it answer your question, Stéphane?
Sorry, okay. Could I unmute your line?
Yeah, maybe we lost Stéphane because I know he was traveling abroad in the U.S. Maybe we can take some other questions meanwhile, and we'll see if Stéphane Houri can join us again.
Ladies and gentlemen, as a reminder, if you wish to ask a question, please press 01 on your telephone keypad. We have a follow-up question from Mr. Houri. Your line is now open.
Yes, I'm back. I was not gone, actually, but I'm still here. So yes, the more structural question was, Amedeo, you started to give a bit of your diagnostic on what you could do at InsideSecure. But on the big thematic, I would say, around InsideSecure, what can you say? Meaning the monetization program, are you going to continue it? Also, I understand that you consider the move to the EMV in the U.S. as a failure. Does it mean that you are going to stop totally the development there and stop the R&D? And basically, that's the two main points I wanted to highlight now.
When you say monetization...
Patents, NFT patents, I believe.
Yeah, okay. Well, you know that we rely on France Brevet for the monetization of the patents. First of all, because the company had some conflict of interest because sometimes to require the patents to be paid from some prospects that are also our customers. So we really don't control the monetization of the patents because the control is the hand of France Brevet. Of course, we push them because cash is cash, so we would like to monetize as much as possible. We have a huge patent portfolio and very key patents on the NFC because the company invested a huge amount of money over 10 years to develop NFC solutions. So it is fair that we can recover some of this money through patents, so the monetization, as you call it. So we are pushing in that direction. For the EMV, of course, I think we lost the war there, even though our product is better technically than the competition product because it's even cheaper because it's a native language, so the chip size is smaller than the competitor that uses Java. But the competitor are big companies that convince the market to utilize Java. So it is a lost battle. My target today is to put the hands on the company to understand how to return the company to profitability, how to reduce the cost, and to reposition and focus the companies on business where we can compete and we can be successful. I think in the past maybe Inside wanted to be successful on targets that were so big that were targets good for companies that were over billion euro companies, the big semiconductor companies or the big smart car guys. So my objective is to reposition the company. So on EMV, I didn't take a final decision yet, but I have to verify if any type of effort that we can put into the EMV development can generate some profit or not. If it can't, you know the answer.
All right. And maybe a last question related to that, because I know you are actually looking at... Where the cost could be taken down and what kind of product could be sold, commercial action could be made. But a general question, according to you, does InsideSecure have the critical size today to remain alone in the market?
There are companies that are smaller than Inside, and they strive. They have a good position, and they can be successful. I think Inside, once we decline the new strategy and the new positioning of the company inside can be alone and can be profitable company. Because the only point is really to understand all our competence that we have, all our products that we have, how to channel them into the market, because the market is growing. There is a requirement, as I said before, growing into the securizing the communication and the content in the world, because there are more and more hackers and more need to protect yourself, to protect your home, connected home or connected car. So I think if we position ourselves in the right way, that is product and distribution, we can be successful. I don't promise you that we will be the Microsoft or the Apple of the future because, I'm coming here to put the feet on the ground and I like to run marathons, so I run marathons, and this is the way to go. Not run the 100-meter dash and then be dead, but to accelerate and run for the long haul. And I think a company can stay alone, but then you never know in the future what can happen. Because if we are well-positioned, we make a profit, and we grow, there could be some group interested in the company, but that is not my responsibility in the sense it's the shareholders that will decide that. For me, it's just I would like to make the company be able to run on its own feet. And why not? The size is not a real problem, I think. Unless you want to fight with the big guys, against the big guys, then you have to be big.
Okay, so I wish you good luck for the marathon with Richard, and that's it for me. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Stefan. Thank you very much, Stefan.
Thank you.
Okay, do we have other questions?
We currently have no further questions.
Okay.
Ladies and gentlemen, as a reminder, if you wish to ask a question, please press 01 on your telephone keypad.
Okay, no, but I think that we can leave it here, and indeed people know where to reach us and how to reach us, and we'll be happy to take further questions from analysts and investors going forward. So thank you for joining us today. Thank you, Amedeo, and enjoy the rest of the day.
Thank you to all.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for your attendance. This call has been concluded. You may now disconnect.